Well, good morning. I say good morning because it is morning where I'm at. I don't know where it is where you're at, but good morning to you, and thank you for tuning in to the Pastor's Thoughts and Prayers. You know, we have a wonderful joy to be able to come together in fellowship in person and also online. God is so good, and I thank Phil and his gifts and graces that he has given to the church and able to do this. I have so many people that let me know. Carol Koski couldn't come to church on Sunday. She just wasn't feeling up to it. But when she called me and told me she wasn't coming, she says, but I will be listening online. So thank you, Carol, for listening online. And thank you all who listen to us online in a very frequent basis. And when you can't come to church, you know, it's just so nice to know that anybody would like to hear what this old preacher has to say. It's a blessing. But I tried to say what God wants to say to his people. And it's a joyful time of learning. In Romans chapter 12, verse 2, it says, "Be," Paul saying, "be transformed by the renewing of your mind." And that's what we need to do every day, renew our mind. But let me read the rest of the verses to you. Romans chapter 12, verses 1 through 3. "Therefore, I, being Paul, urge you, brothers and sisters, in the view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good and pleasing, perfect will. For by grace given to me, I say to every one of you, do not think of yourself more highly than you ought, but rather think of yourself with sober judgment, in accordance with the faith that God has distributed to each of you." Well, you know, the Old Testament, proprietary sacrifices were offered to atone for sin. In Leviticus chapter 1, verse 4, in the New Living Translation, it says, "The Lord will accept the animal's death in your place to purify you, making you right with him." And then we have that it's dedicatory sacrifices. On the other hand, they were offered voluntarily as an expression of thanksgiving to God in the New Living Translation in Leviticus chapter 7, verse 12. So in response to Jesus' atoning sacrifice on the cross that gives us new life, Paul exhorts us to offer ourselves as a dedicatory, thanksgiving offering to God. You know, this old preacher sometimes gets these words and I get them tied around my eye tooth and I can't see what I'm saying. But a thanksgiving offering to God. You see, because we're all called to die for Jesus, but to die to sin and to self. Now, Paul also tells us to live for him. Live for Christ in his perfect will. In humility and unity, Christ died for everyone so that those who receive his new life will no longer live for themselves. Instead, they will live for Christ, who died and was raised from the dead for them. Them being you and me. Well, you know, I like our daily bread. And Judy and I use our daily bread for our morning devotions. And yesterday, being Wednesday, September the 29th, there was a devotion that I wanted to share with you because it's about joyful learning. And we all are learning every moment of the day. We're constantly growing in grace, and joyful learning is a part of that. So I want to share this devotion with you as part of the Pastor's Thoughts and Prayers. In the city of Mysore, India, there's a school made of two refurbished train cars connected end-to-end. Now, local educators teamed up with the Southwestern Railway Company to buy and remodel these discarded coaches. The units were essentially large. They were like big metal boxes, unusable until workers installed stairways, fans, lights, and desks, and also painted the walls and added some colorful murals inside and out. Now there are 60 students that attend these classes because of the amazing transformation that took place. Now there's something more amazing that takes place when we, as the people of God, understand what the Apostle Paul's command was to be transformed by the renewing of your mind. You see, as we allow the Holy Spirit to uncouple us from the world and its ways, our thoughts and our attitudes begin to change. We become more loving, more hopeful, and filled with that inner peace that passes all understanding. That's what it means to be growing in grace. You know, something really takes place in that transformation when we allow Christ to come in. Although this transformation process is ongoing and it's continuing until we go home to be with the Lord, it often has a lot of stops and starts, doesn't it? Like a train ride, stop, start, or a bus ride. But the process of helping us to understand what God wants for our lives, it takes us to a place where we can learn to know God's will. Romans chapter 12, verse 2. You see, learning His will may or may not involve specifics, but it always involves aligning ourselves with His character and His work in the world. Now the word Natalai Kalai is the name of the transformed school in India, and that means joyful learning in English. So how is God's transforming power leading all of us to be joyful in learning His will? And some thoughts to think about. Which areas of your thought life are in most need of God's transforming power? Wow. You know, that self-analysis is really challenging at times. And how willing are we to act when we clearly understand His will for our lives? Well, we thank You, Father. Thank You for inviting us to be transformed by the renewing of our minds. And thank You, Father, for all that's possible when I surrender to You. I love that hymn that we sing. I surrender all. Wow, that's what we need to do, surrender all. Well, we have so many little things that we need to think about and pray about, all of us individually. But as I said before, we love intercessory prayer. We love to pray with you and for you. But you know, you don't need me, the old preacher, to pray for you. You got direct access to God Almighty through the gift and the love of the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. Jesus knows that He is sitting at the right hand of God for a purpose and a reason, because He pleads our case. He is our perfect intercessor. So, talk to God. God wants to hear from you. You don't have to write Him a note or anything. You just say, Lord, I got some challenges I need to talk to You about today. Can I crawl up on Your lap and You just hold me and let me share with You today? That's the transforming power, the power of prayer. What a joy it is. So we thank You for all the prayer requests. We thank You for the many, many gifts that You have given to us through Your faithfulness to this little church. I understand that homecoming is coming up soon. I don't know what we're going to do about it. But it's nice to know how many years this little church has been interceding for the people of God in our little community since 1834. So we thank You for that, Lord. And we close this little devotion or little time together with the preacher by praying the prayer that Jesus taught. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be Thy name. Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. And all of God's children said, Amen. God bless you. Have a wonderful day.